Well, good morning, early birds. Guess who it is? It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for us to talk some hunting and fishing. Hunting today. My buddy, Larry Wysoon, I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm truly honored to be there with you. And I seem to end up there within that listening area for hunting, fishing, or just kicking back and cooking occasionally with Luke Clayton.
Ah, you bet. Speaking of that, Larry, speaking of a lot of fun, you and I had a lot of fun up in Oklahoma right now about six, seven days ago this past week at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Let's talk about that, our hunt. I think folks might enjoy hearing about it.
You're right. Of course, whitetail seasons are going on, and so many other seasons, you know, still going on all over the place as well, too. But you had the opportunity finally to taste some of the horned oryx. Now, I've been bragging about that for a long time. I got to hunt them down on that King Ranch country years ago, and then these happen to be the scimitar horn. Now, there's also a Gemsbok oryx as well, too, and people are probably a little bit more familiar with it. The scimitar horn oryx comes from the northern part of the Sahara Desert. They're herd animals. They have kind of a russet neck, a little bit of russet on their face. Then they're solid white beyond that, but their horns curve back like a scimitar sword, I guess I should say.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of them there on the Choctaw in their estate pasture, and there are actually more of that particular species in Texas than there is anywhere else in the world. Of course, they're also there on the Choctaw, but those animals were just nearly extinct in their native home. What animals are there now in the northern Sahara? Actually, most part were shipped over by game breeders from Texas. Mm-hmm. So. Great success story, and not only that, they're fun to hunt, they're tough to hunt, and they are out of this world when it comes to table fare.
They are that, Larry. I had never eaten oryx, nor had I hunted them. I'd been on some ranches and seen them, but I knew that they were close to, you know, they were on the endangered species. I know that years back. And like you say, I think thanks to breeders in Texas and other places too, but probably mostly Texas, their numbers now there's a lot of them. So I think you told me more now than North Africa, where they were originally from, right? I mean,
by far, they're more in Texas, and there's a few of them, I think, maybe in New Mexico, and a few of them in Oklahoma as well too. They're a desert type animal, so they don't do well with real cold weather, you know, they have very short hair and all that other kind of thing. So they do well down here in the Southwest, They're herd animals, as you found out.
Yes.
Finally, I've hunted the Choctaw a bunch, and as have you, but there's one area that where every time I've ever sat watching the food area or watching a big open area, that I've failed to see scimitar horned oryx, except for the first afternoon that Luke Clayton and I sat in the deer blind hoping for him to shoot one with his air rifle.
That's right, Larry. We did. We got in there early afternoon, and you know, you'd hunted that spot, and I killed a deer, a buck there a couple of years ago.
And a hog, too.
Yeah, right. So it was a good spot. It's up on the side of a mountain, and those are many mountains up there in the Kamishi Mountains up in southeast Oklahoma. Well,
yes,
we
sir.
Are just about out of time. I want to thank you again for being with us, and good luck to all the deer hunters out there. And Larry, I think you and I are going to actually get together here in another few days for another hunt.
Very shortly.
Looking forward to it. So be safe out there, folks, and try to devote some time to get out there and do a little deer hunting. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us each week by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in southeast Oklahoma, Smoke & Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Ultramatic Feeders, Vineyard Max, they make an awesome deer attractant and quality game feeders, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, they make some awesome optics for rifles and precision shooting, binoculars, and also brought to us by Platinum, Cadillac Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas, and Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Seagoville, Texas on Hall Street. Some friendly folks. You can call them at 972-287-3121.